Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. We are up to Sif Beis, the last line on page 198. We discussed last night in Sif Aleph that if a person ate a Dvar Isser, even if it's only Asa Midrabanan, he cannot be part of a Zimun, he cannot make a bracha before eating it, he cannot make a bracha after eating it. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Im Ochal Dvar Isser B'mikom Sakona. However, if you ate the Dvar Isser in a place where it was a sakana and you needed to eat it, mevarchin olav, then you can, yes, make a brach on it. Va'ayin lekamon, simen reish dalut. Says the Mishra Berurah, sevkotan hey, Dvar Isser, va'afilu ochal Isser d'oraisa b'mekom sakana. Even if the item that you ate was an Isser d'oraisa, but you had it in a place of sakana, kigom v'pnei choli, because you had an illness and you needed to eat this food, you make a bracha. V'atam, the reason is the kevan de sakonahu hetera kachil. Since you're besakona and this is what you need to eat to get better, that's called eating heter. V'adarab, and the opposite is true. Mitzvah ka'ovit lahatzel nasho. By eating this dvar iser, you're actually doing a mitzvah because you're saving your life. Ukidiksev, like the pasuk says, v'chai bohem v'omru chazav v'chai bohem v'lo sheyomus bohem. We're supposed to live by the mitzvahs, not die by them. And therefore, if you have to eat a dvar iser to save your life, avada, it is a mitzvah to eat a dvar iser, and you will, yes, make a bracha. Sivkotan vav ayin lekamon simen reish dalet. This is the Ramah. Dishom nishna dinze. There, this halacha is brought down. V'nisbar shom b'sivches b'hago. And there in Sivches, the Ramah says, di'im anasuhu le'achol einu mevarech. Only if you are choosing to eat something that is asur ba'achila, to save your life because of sakana, then you make a bracha. However, if you are forced by someone else to eat something, the Shaar Tzion points out in Yud Aleph, Hainu bein dvar heter bein dvar iser. If you're being forced to eat something, whether the item is mutter or the item is asur, you will not make a bracha. Even though you're in a sakana, your life's in danger, so you have to eat it, here you will not make a bracha. The Mishabura over there explains the chiluk. Why is it that if I'm eating a dvar iser, that is a sakana for me if I don't eat it because I am sick, and therefore I eat the dvar iser, I will make a bracha. But if someone forces me through ones to eat something, I will not make a bracha. One is the achila itself, the maisa achila is being forced, and therefore you don't make a bracha. When they're anasu, and they actually force you to eat the food, they force the food down you, so then you're being forced in the actual achila. Here you're the makam sakana, so the makam sakana is forcing you to eat, but the actual maisa achila that you're doing is by choice, and therefore you would make the bracha over there. That's the chiluk the Mishabura says later on, and Mirz Hashem, we'll get to it soon. Says the Mechaber, Vaitis of Gimel, Shlosha she'ochlu ke'echad. Three people are eating a suda together. Echad nisr mi pas ove kolchovim. One person is makbe not to eat pas akum. Ve'echad einu nisr, and one person is not careful. O echad mehem kohen va'ochal chalos, or one of the people that is eating there is a kohen, he's eating chala. Afal pi she'oso she'nisr einu yochol le'echolim oso she'enu nisr. Even though in the first case, when one is makbun apas Yisrael, he cannot eat with the one who is not being makbun, because that's pas akum. V'lo Yisrael im ha-kohen, and if a kohen is eating challah, the Yisrael who is eating with him cannot take part of his challah. But kevan she'oso she'enu nisr, since the one who is not careful about pas Yisrael, yochol lechol im ha-nisr, he's able to eat with the one who's eating pas Yisrael, v'ha-kohen im ha-Yisrael, and the kohen, even though he's eating challah, would be allowed to eat the regular food with the Yisrael. So therefore, mitzarfen, since as long as one way it works, that one can eat with the other, they are mitzarfen for zimun. So there's a kohen in Yisrael, the kohen is allowed to eat what the Yisrael is eating, even though the Yisrael can't eat what the Kohen is eating, so they can join together because they can take part of the same food. Although it's only one way, that's all we need to be mitzdarif. However, avol, im hayu kohanim v'zar ochlim ke'echad, you have kohanim and a non-Kohen eating together, v'ha-kohanim ochlim chala, and the kohanim are eating chala, v'nizharim mi-pashal ovekachovim, but the Kohen is also makbid on Pash Yisrael. V'hazor ochel pashal v'kochovim, and the non-Kohen is eating pasakum. Then ain't no mitzarf, and then they can't join together because Yisrael can't eat the food of the Kohen because it's challah, it's off limits. And the Kohen, who's makbana pas Yisrael, can't eat with the Zar, who's eating pasakum. So therefore, they can't eat with each other. It goes both ways. The lack of being able to eat together, and therefore the halacha is ain't no mitzarf, and they can't join together for a zimun. V'hu hadin l'shlosha shemudorim zemize. She'enim esarfen l'zimun. Says the Mechaber, the same thing would apply if you have three people eating together. They all have a neder not to get hana or not to eat from the other two, and therefore they're all on their own. They can't be mesar together because neither one can eat with any other one. The Ramah says, V'davka k'shekol echad ochel mikikaro. This last case, where their mudarim zemizeh is only going to be a problem of making a tziruf when each one is eating his own loaf of bread and therefore the others can't take part in his loaf. Avalim ochlim mikikar balabayas, but if they're all just eating a loaf of a balabayas that doesn't belong to any of them, then mitzarfin the ochlim mikikaracha, they're all out to eat from that loaf, it belongs to the balabayas. So even though I might be asr if you have enough from you, you're asr from me, but we're both eating the loaf of the balabayas, that would be mutter, and therefore we could be mitzarf together for a zimun.
Since when do you need
zimun
that everybody's eating other food?
There has to.
Erev is like, I have to be able to eat that food. You have to be together.
It's starfus, a real starfus, a joining together has to be that you can take part of the same food. That's what the poskim say. And therefore, even if it only works one way, that's good enough. If both ways they can't eat with each other, that's not called eating together if you don't have the possibility of taking part of the other one's food. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Zayin. Mitzdarfin, in the first case where it's only a one-way problem, but the other way would be mutter, they can be mitzdarif, afal pi shekol echad ochal mikikaro, even though in that case each person is eating his own loaf, that would be fine, because there is one way that one can eat with the other. Sifkotam Ches discusses where it's a problem either way. The Yisrael can't eat with the Kohen because he's eating challah. And the Kohen who's makbid on pas akum cannot eat with the Yisrael who's eating pas akum. So then the din is Eina Mitzarfin, Shekol Tseiruf Lezimun. Any joining together for a Zimun, Einu Elok Hashem Yecholim Lehischaber Yachad. That is only when they are able to join together, Ba'achilosan Lecho Lechem Echo. They have to be able to be Mitzarif together, to join together to eat one bread. Vikan Kol Echad Nisar Milechem Chaveru. And here, each person is not allowed to eat from the other person's bread. If you look at note number 8, he points out, V'lochein ba'ofen shemach masibat stodis einam yecholim lechol yachad. The point is the potential that you could eat together. So if there's some side reason that you can't eat from the same bread, ukegon she'ein lehem lechem berevach lekol echad, just pasha, there's not enough bread to go around. That's why you can't eat from the same bread. Osha shlishin etzdarif imoim la'achar shenigmar lemalechem. When the third guy came along after the bread was already gone, so there Diane Fisher says she'ein ze ma'akev, that will not prevent the zimun umitzdarfin yachad the zimun. It goes by the potential, not that you actually are eating, or not that you actually even have to be able to eat now, but potentially you're able to eat. That's what we require. If you look at note number 10, he says, a very important point. The afim kol echad makbid rakbid derechumra. Now the example the Mechaber gave was once makbid to only a pas Yisrael, not pas palter, the other one is eating. So many people are makbid on that as a chumra ba'alma. So says note 10, afim kol echad makbid rakbid derechumra. V'lo mikir adin, they don't hold that your food is usr. So really they hold it's mutter. They're just extra chumra machmir for themselves. So they're of Yashiv Paskins. She'enam yecholim lezamin yachad. You still can't make a zima together, even if it's only your chumra. You hold betzim it's mutter, your machmir. Still, that will hold you back from making a zima together. Again, if the problem is going both ways, says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Tesh l'shlosha shemudarim. The Mechaber extended this problem to a case of three people that are mudar from each other. Bein shekol echad mehem mudar mechaveru. Whether each one of them is mudar from his friend. Bein she'echad mudar me'ashnayim v'ashnayim imenu. Or if it's only one person that has a neder against the other two and the other two have a neder from him. The alkol panim, because still, even in that case, oso ha'echad einu yechol lechol mishalahem v'hem mishalo. As long as one person out of the three is out, he can't eat from those two. Those two can't eat from him. So even though two of them can eat from each other, but since there's one person who's out and he can't eat from them, they can't eat from him. Lakach einu mitzarfin. Therefore, that ruins the zimun. They can't join together. Avol kishishnayim mudarim me'echad v'hu einu mudar mehem. If two are mudar from one, but he is not mudir from them, vaday misarf, and then for sure they can make a tziruf. Kevan shaha echad yochol lechol imahem. Since the one who's not mudir is allowed to eat from them, so again, all we need is that it works one way, and you're good to make a zimun. Kaswa poskim, dehu adin kisha echad ochel cholav ogvina, vashnayin basa. The same din is true if one person is eating milchik, and the other two are eating fleshik, mitzarf, and they can join together. Shehaochel gvina hareyochel lecho milachmam. Because the one who is eating the cheese is able to eat from the bread of those who are eating meat. Afa pishu muluchlach babasar. Even though the bread that they're having is dirty with meat, the maisa, the one eating milcha, can take part in it. Im yikanach pivi adichenu. As long as he does kinuach and adocha, he can join together with them. In the brackets, he writes a very important thing. V'haminug, sha'ochel gvino hu ha'mevarech birchas hazimun v'lo lehipuch, shehu gorim lehazimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the brackets, and we'll see a Sha'aretz Zion on this. This is the Magen Avraham and some others, that if there's a case where one is eating cheese and two are eating basar, they're allowed to make a zimun because the one eating milcha can join the bread of those who are eating fleishik. If he does what he needs to do to between milchik and fleishik, he can join them. They can't join him, so he's the one that makes the starfish. He's the one who causes the zima to be able to happen. Therefore, the minhag is that he leads the benching. But if you look in the Sha'aretz Zion and Os Yud Beis, he writes, "Hinezen nisgar b'magen Avram ve'tiko achay adam." This is what the Magen Avram says, and it's brought down by the Chay Adam. The hagraz v'haderech achayim lo etiku davar zeh. However, the graz and the derech achayim do not bring this down. Umashmo luchore de lo svir luhuzeh. The fact that they leave it out is mashmo. They don't agree that the one who's eating the milchik doesn't necessarily have to lead the benching. The alkol ponim, at the very least, says the Chavetz Chaim, heichos shahaochel basar hu kohen. If the one that's eating the meat is a kohen, the yesh olav mitzvah vikidashto, where there's a mitzvah to let him lead the laning, a mitzvah d'oraisa vikidashto, lechabdo shuya mevarech, lechabdim that he should lead the benching, mistabra bevadai diyev shalitchos mishum minogzeh. On the one hand, we have the minhag of the Magen Avraham that says the one eating the milchik should lead the benching. On the other hand, we have other posts in the argument of the Magen Avraham, and we have a chiyuv d'oraisa to be mechabit the kohen. So in that case, we would not go with the Magen Avraham. We would have to go with the ones who seem to argue with him, and we would in fact allow the kohen to lead the benching, even though he's leading the fleishik against the minhag. We're not going to let a minhag override this chiyuv d'oraisa to be mechabit the kohen with benching. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of the fourth wide line. Avol im ochel gvina kosher ein mitzarfen. Even though it's true, if one is eating cheese and two are eating fleishik, they can join together because the one eating cheese can join the bread of the one that's eating fleishik. However, if the cheese he's eating is gvina kosher, it's hard cheese, they can't join together. Shaminug achshav shelo lechol basar achar gvina kosher aydei kinuah v'adocha. You have to really wait time between eating the gvina kosher and the fleishik, and therefore they're really both not allowed to join each other. The fleishik obviously can't join the milchik, and if the milchik is eating gvina kosher, they also can't join the fleishik. That'll be the classic case where they cannot join together for a zimun because neither one can take part in the other one's bread. V'chein me'rosh chodesh ad tisha b'av. And so too, during the 9 days, from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'av, she'ein ochlen basar rak besudas mitzvah, where we don't eat fleishik except at a sudas mitzvah, v'yesh nizharim gam bazeh. Some are careful not even to have meat at a sudas mitzvah. The ochlen rak machal echalav, and they're only eating milcha, k'moshe kasav esimen tav kuf nun aleph. So osan shen isharin mi basar. Those who are careful not to have meat at all, va'ochem chalav, and they're eating milchik, ein mitzarfenim ochle basar. They can't join together with those who are eating fleishik, because the ones who are eating fleishik can't take part in the milchik, and the ones who are eating milchik are makbid not to have fleishik, even at a suas mitzvah, so they can't take part in the fleishik. So they're both usher on each other. Tahare ein yochon lechol zemizeh. They can't join together either way. They're usher both ways. Elim kain ochlu kezayis pas kodem sheochle basar eschilu lechol basar belachmam. Unless they joined together by eating a kezayis of bread before they started getting involved in their fleishik with their bread. So if they started off all just having bread together, so that would be a leniency in this case of the milchik and the fleishik, because when the suda started, they were all able to join the bread together until they got involved with their gvina kasha, or the case of the 9 days, they got involved with their meat. That's when we get into problems. At that point, in the beginning of the suda, when they first started, they were still able to join together. O she'echol mibnei hasuda ochol kezayis lechem acher she'eno meluchluch lo bebasav lo bechalav. Also, they're eating some outside bread that's not dirty with milk, but not dirty with meat. So therefore, they're all able to take part of that bread as well. She'zem mitzaref as kulam. That bread from the outside that's clean would really join them all together. She'ari kulam yicholim lechol milachmo. They can all take part in that bread. So we have a few hatayim here, but the basic idea that we have to summarize is that when there are three people eating together and there's even one person that can't take part of the other two, and those two can't take part in his bread, it goes both ways, the problems, even if it's only out of a chumra, like we saw from Avayashiv, you can't be mitzayir together for a zimun. If it's only a one-way problem or the other way is okay, then you can join together. But another heter we just saw at the very end is that if there is an outside bread, like the bread of the Balabayas, like we saw in the Ramah, or over here there's just an outside bread that they ate either earlier on in the Suda before they got involved in the Milchik and Fleishik, or Stam an outside bread that's clean, that would allow them to join together in the case of the Milchik Fleishik. There is one last Mechaber over here with no Mishabura, Sif Dalid. Ein mizamnin al mi sha'ochel pochos mi kezayis. You cannot make a zimun on a person that ate less than a kezayis. In order to be part of a zimun, to join together, you have to have eat a kezayis. And the reason is twofold. Number one, if you don't eat a kezayis, you're not chayv in a bracha achrona. You can't join a zimun unless you at least have a chia bracha achrona. And number two, if you ate less than a kezayis, you can't say baruch she'achalnu mishalo. She'achalnu is always a lotion of kezayis. So if you're less than a kezayis, besides you're not chayv in a bracha achrona, you just can't say the word she'achalnu. That's not called a din achila, and therefore you cannot join in the Zimun. That concludes Simin Kuf Tzadi Vav, and Mitzvah tomorrow will begin Simin Kuf Tzadi Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.